Science is a really great way to answer, in the case of psychology, science is a great way to answer questions that we all ask ourselves just as people. So we all ask questions like, why do I think the way I do? How do I come to be the way that I am? Why am I the person that I am? Everyone wonders those things. And psychology is actually actively working on those questions. We're actively working on understanding what are the mechanisms that allow people to arrive there and giving answers, right? So you could say, well, we've learned that people who participate in these cultural practices end up thinking this way, or people who learn to play chess end up thinking this way, or people who study this language end up thinking this way. And that can really help you understand even these very basic questions about who you are and how you come to be the way you do, how you come to think that the way that you do. I think, in my mind, there's nothing more satisfying than that. Those are deep existential questions that we have. Of course, cognitive science also applies to any other domain of human endeavor where people are involved, which is just about anything. So there are applications for law, education, for medicine, for business, for politics, in any domain where you have to deal with people, where people are making decisions, where people are negotiating, where people are communicating. Cognitive science can help enlighten why did the communication break down, what aspects of language processing were involved or didn't work right, or how could you do it better? Or if a negotiation breaks down, what are the decision-making criteria that were being used, what didn't work. If someone's investing money, cognitive science can help there too. People are an incredibly important part of any human endeavor, and so that's what we're trying to figure out. What are the people doing with the information, and what happens?